Thinking about buying a bigger house? Well, you never just buy a bigger house. You also buy a bigger light bill, heating bill, water bill, insurance bill, decorating bill, remodeling bill, lawn care bill. And if you happen to move into that nice upscale neighborhood, you might also tack on the rest of a larger set of expenses for a more upscale lifestyle, food, travel, entertainment. Now, none of this is necessarily good or bad. It's just reality. A home purchase is primarily a lifestyle decision and secondarily an investment decision. As a result, the more home that you buy and all the other expenses that go along with it, the less money that you have to create financial independence and freedom and margin for yourself. The new house might get old, but the notes stay with you for 15 or 30 years. On the other hand, all money gets spent by somebody, so being too much of a hoarder of wealth doesn't do any good either. So go ahead and spend what you earn on yourself and those that you love and causes you believe in. Just make sure you don't spend it all today. Some people err on the side of buying too much house rather than too little. Well, how's this for a crazy idea? Start building your financial house first and then build your physical house later. If you'll make sure that you have a financial house in order first, then you'll be able to actually enjoy that beautiful new physical house that you either buy or build. I've known far too many people that just bought too much, only to live in constant stress and fear of losing their job and maybe even losing their house. Getting your financial house in order means protecting your valuables, both tangible and intangible, spending less than you make, and making sure that you save enough to move towards financial independence. Only then should you make decisions about how much house you can afford. Unfortunately, I almost never see anybody make their decisions in this order. Our entire nation is still getting over the effects of making poor house buying decisions. We don't need to add to their number. Financial house first, and then physical. It'll make for a more peaceful home. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.